Hello and welcome to episode 96. We are still cruising on the quantum of the seas in the South Pacific. In this episode, we are going to share all about the many food options, the fabulous and not so fabulous shows and entertainers and activities on the ship. Listen as I laugh out loud as Lyle admits to a hilarious counting area. Oh my gosh, he was such a goose. You will hear all about how we crashed, or rather our friend, gate crashed a karaoke night with Sweet Caroline and the Von Trapp family, and what exactly happened at the Hypnotist show as the same friend took to the stage and entertained the whole crowd. Stay listening to hear about what we thought was going to be totally ridiculous, but actually turned out to be our absolute favourite thing to do on the ship. We couldn't get enough of this crazy fun activity, and I would go cruising again just to do this. We finished this week's episode with a little sing-along where Lyle and I are serenading you. So please enjoy episode 96. And if you want to see all the photos from this episode, then click on the link in the player you are listening on now to episode 96. This is episode 96, as I said in the intro. And last episode we talked all about things to know before you go on your cruise. Yes?
Yes.
And today we're going to cover some of the fun and that we had on the cruise and where we actually went to. Sounds like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so we cruised out of Brisbane.
Yep.
Yes, and it was a 7-day South Pacific cruise on the Quantum of the Seas. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was day one is obviously the day you get on board, and then we spent 2 days at sea.
Yeah, and as normal, first day fever.
Yeah.
The first day that we got on, early at 11 o'clock, and as we were getting on the boat, there was some very, very happy holiday makers.
Yes.
Already having cocktails.
Already in their Hawaiian matching Hawaiian outfits.
Yes, and yeah, they were certainly having a good time.
They did have a good time. So for 2 sea days and then 2 port days and then 2 sea days and then arriving home.
Correct.
So that was the itinerary. We didn't necessarily choose it for the itinerary, but you know, like the fun of going on a big ship with some friends, and the price was good, yeah?
Yep.
And it was easy to get out of Brisbane. Okay, cool. All right, so as Lyle was saying, you know, day one, you know, it's when you actually board the ship, and we got on quite early, as we said, and we had a bit of an explore around. But eventually the boat starts to fill up, and we found our friends, and every ship that you go on has what they call a sail away party. And so the one out of Brisbane's a little bit lackluster because, you know, man, there's not much to see. You know, I think it's more the thrill of actually leaving port and heading off on the cruise. But some of the ships, you know, where they sail out of quite spectacular.
If you're going to sail out of Sydney Harbour.
Correct.
And I have done that long time ago.
Yes.
And I can still remember how impressed I was.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. And actually sailing back in as well.
Yeah, sure. So, but, you know, it was fine because you actually are more sort of concentrating on getting a cocktail, you know, having a bit of fun and just catching up and getting ready for your, I guess, your holiday. Yeah.
Well, don't forget the most exciting part of that was when we passed it. Our
that's
address.
Right. We cruise past where we live, which is pretty impressive. You can see,
and we
neighbors were shining her green laser around.
Well, so we're not going to give away names, but
no.
That was pleasant. That was really good.
Now, when you get to your room, you know, I don't know if we mentioned this in the last podcast, but you know, your luggage is delivered there and your sea card pass card. I'm not sure, I can't remember what it's called. I'm calling it a sea
pass.
Is in your door, and that's your key, as we said in the previous one. But on that, it also has, on that card, it has, you know, your booking number. It has where your muster station is in case of emergency. It also has what time your dining is and what dining room you're in. So that, you know, like, it's a pretty handy little card to you know, like with all the information in it. So, and everyone gets one of those. Yeah.
And that, and there is a third card, which is actually in the electricity.
Oh yeah, they leave that in.
They leave that in so that the air conditioning is going all the time.
All the time. So, you know, we're up on board when we sailed away, but our dinner was at 5 and we didn't leave to 4:30. So, you know, we had dinner and then we were able to go back up on the deck and watch the sunset. You know, we went past Tangalooma, which was beautiful, remember?
Which is an island opposite where we live.
Brisbane, it's Moreton Island. It's Tangalooma Resort. And then, you know, watching the sunset as we're heading through the shipping channel past Kings Beach, Caloundra. And then we headed out to sea, yeah?
Yeah, well, and the first night's dinner, basically set the standard for the rest of the week. I had a steak,
You remember?
Yeah, it was a New York steak, and
I don't remember what I had. I just remember it was lovely.
Yeah, and it was like, but that particular item was on the menu every day.
So for this 8 nights, I think it was 7 nights. Sorry, we ate there at the dining room. Now you don't have to, but we did.
Yeah.
And there was only one, and we had 3 courses every meal, and there was only one course in the whole time that I didn't enjoy. The rest of it was great.
Yeah. Well, I can remember I had the steak, and I remember, and the entrees, the thing about the meals that sort of got me, as you said, we had 3 courses, but the courses were small.
Yeah, it was great. Even the dessert was tiny.
I can remember having like a shrimp cocktail and there was plenty of shrimp.
Yeah.
But it was small and it was very tasty. And then I had decided I was going to have the shrimp cocktail again because it was on the next day. But it was a totally different. It was actually a prawn cocktail. So it was the larger prawns.
And they bought fresh bread at every meal too, beautiful little bread rolls. And our servers, the waiters, Kennedy and Luciano were just wonderful and helpful. And at one stage, I don't know how this happened, but we all were drinking wine at dinner. And so you and I are having white and our friends Anne and mine were having a red, and we said, you know, can we have 2 more, please? You know, and we pointed. And so every time we got a drink after that, everyone got 2 drinks.
So. I think I know how that happened. Well, pretty much as you said.
Anne
and Wayne weren't at the table, and I said, we'll have 2 Pinot Grigio, which was the Italian one we were drinking, and Annie was drinking
the Pontic Shiraz,
and I said, can we have 2 of those?
Yeah.
So he's worked out that was 2 each. But anyway, we weren't complaining because it was the wine was good and you know, quite a good selection of wine. But things like the desserts were, we had Bomb Alaska one night, we had the best, I'm serious.
Sticky date pudding.
Best sticky date
with
pudding.
With the caramel sauce, yeah. Oh, so we totally recommend the dining room, don't we?
Yeah, I think. Well, there are other options to go to.
We mentioned that last time. Yeah, you can pay to
pay extra.
Some, yeah, but we decided we weren't because we wanted to keep it, you know, at a reasonable price.
Yeah, but I there was nothing wrong with the meals.
Well, we also said if we wanted to at some stage because they were offering, but you know, like packages, we would go to a restaurant, but we didn't see the need.
Yeah, but now can you explain to me how that worked? Like, we were sitting in a little coffee shop, and this guy comes up to us and says, "Would you like to do a package?"
Well, okay, because before you get on the ship, you can buy packages for everything. So you know, for your internet, for your drinks package, they also do dining packages, right?
Yeah.
And that means you pay so much, and you can go, I think, to 3 specialty restaurants or 2 specialty restaurants. It costs you so much, and the way it works is you pay one amount of money for the restaurant and you just eat and drink what you want or eat, right? So, and they try and sell it to you before you get on board. You know, if you get on board, you mightn't get in and it's going to be more expensive. But obviously because they've still got vacancies, they have people going around trying to fill up those tables in the specialty restaurants.
Right.
And so they're trying to sell you the package. They want, you know, you can go to Jamie's and you can go to Wonderland and it's going to cost you this much per head per night, you know.
That's cheaper than what's...
Well, it's cheaper than what the set price normally is, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So
so they're just trying to upsell you, basically.
And the other thing is, one of the things I noticed, I think I'm right, that I didn't see any of those extra restaurants, like the more upmarket restaurants, actually full.
I don't know, I didn't. No, but I didn't see them empty either, but we didn't really go looking, you know.
But yeah,
the people love that sort of thing, and from what I gathered, they were about 70% full, you know. So, but we just chose not to do that. But the people who do, they love, because they like the dining experience.
Yeah, I remember that I could overhear some people that have been to that Wonderland.
Yes,
and they were raving about it.
Yeah, it sounded like it was pretty special. So that's an alternative you have as well if you're more into the food side of things. So we talked about dinner options, but I wanted to talk about some of the other options as well. Yes.
Well, yeah, but within those dining rooms,
yes,
they actually serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's right. Yeah. So you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the dining room. You can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the Windjammer, which is the big
buffet.
You can get, there's another small buffet called the Solarium on Sea Days. You can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. It's not open for as long as the Windjammer. And there are a couple of little cafes around the ship as well where you can get some food. Now, there are a few places that you have to pay, but there's also Sorrento's, which is the pizza place, which is open, I think, to 3 a.m. or something, you know, and it's a very popular spot on deck 4 for people who are out, you know, partying and stuff. So we went, on level 4, it's La Patisserie, I think it was called, and that's where you can get, I reckon, the best coffee on board. And if you've got the drink package, that coffee is included in, and that's where you can get the fresh juice as well. So we got coffee there every day when we found it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the coffee that they, I saw at some of the buffet, especially that Windjammer, was Lavazza coffee.
Oh.
So not that we had it, but Lavazza's pretty good quality.
Okay.
So, you know, if you don't want to go to the extra expense to pay for the extra cappuccino.
Oh, sure. You can get the free coffee, pre-made sort of coffee.
And you were pinching the
tea bags.
Tea bags.
Oh, pinching. Like.
Pinching? Is that a little bit strong?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah,
okay. You were...
I was getting some tea bags because there wasn't enough in the room.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I was saving someone else from doing it for me. I was actually being thoughtful.
Fair enough. Depends on the way you look at it. But go on. Yeah, but anyway, so there's plenty of tea bags on the buffets and that sort of thing. The Windjammer, as you said, is the big buffet area, and it is huge. It's like half the size of the boat, but it's so busy.
But there is everything you want. There's so much fresh fruit. You know, everywhere, like cut up fruit salad, every sort of fruit.
Well, the time that we went, I had a dinner. Well, I actually got two plates
full of fruit.
Full of fruit.
Yeah,
for
so
us.
You can do that. Then there's, you know, obviously the egg station, the bacons, the pastries, the toast. You know, like there's international dishes. There's just so much there. So you can't go wrong. And you can actually go. I saw people getting food and actually taking it back to their rooms as well. Sure. And you can get room service as well. That's another thing that you can
do. I found that particular area a little bit intimidating.
Yeah, it's very busy, and I think, you know, it's very loud. So you need to, you know, check it out first. It would be my advice. Go and have a walk around, see where you want to go, you know, rather than walk around aimlessly with a plate thinking where the hell, you know, and you know, maybe get yourself a seat, because I actually found trying to find a seat, but people are always leaving, you know, too.
But in saying that, the one time that we did eat there,
yes,
we saw a video before we left, and they said there's an outdoor area
at the back of Windjammer.
And quite often there's not that many people there.
Which is true.
And which was true. Yes. So you can sort of, you know, get away from the crowds.
Or go early or go late, you know. Yeah. Like if you go smack bang in the middle of, you know, lunchtime, then. But having said that, that's the time to go and find a nice chair by the pool, you know, because everyone's heading off to have lunch, you know.
Sure.
So there's a trade-off, as you like to say. So lots of different options for you. And
for breakfast, we didn't really have breakfast. We don't normally have breakfast, so we basically had a coffee. And
because what we would do is we would get up and go for a walk. Yeah. That was the thing I wanted to talk about too, you know. So we would get up and walk around the track. And, you know, probably for me, 45 minutes to, you know, an hour. Some days I stopped and took too many photos and didn't get as much walking done, but you did it, you know, nearly every day.
Well, I got a bit confused because when I started to do my walk on the first day, I thought like I'd done about 20 laps, and then I realised that I'd only done 10 because I was counting, you know.
Stop it.
I was looking, like, I, you know.
true story. Stop
it. Oh, you wanted to tell me that, you goose.
No. Because I said to...
You counted every time you went past the...
Well, twice, obviously. And the reason why I noticed that was because I spoke to Wayne and Annie, they're crazy walkers. Like, they walk everywhere. And they're much quicker than me. And Wayne, they walked past me. And then Wayne said, oh, how many laps have you done? And I said, I think it's about 20. And he sort of looked at me as though to say, well, hang on, we've only passed you once and we've only done whatever. And then I started thinking about it and I thought, and then I said to Wayne, I said, well, how do you know how many you've done? And he said, well, you go to the start line.
Yeah,
so after he pointed it out to me, I then counted the start line and it was much harder. I never got anywhere near 20 after.
Anyway, that was a long way of saying there's a really good walking track, so thank you for that story.
And
it goes all the way up around the top of the ship, and that's where you can feel the most rocking, I think, and then goes all the way around the back where you can see the flow rider and the iFly thing as you're going, and you can look down over the pools in the middle. So it's a nice walk as well. I quite enjoy that, yeah.
I enjoyed it. The one day that it was a bit rough, it was a bit, how's your father?
You're drunk, that's what we would do. So we weren't big brekkie eaters is what we started to say. So we would go to brunch, and we would go to brunch at the Solarium Bistro, which is right up the front of the ship on deck 14, which is a small buffet but has a plenty of variety of food. And we would just basically have like an early lunch, and that was all we would have then till dinner time, because our dinner was at 5. So, and it's a over 18s sort of area, so it's much quieter.
Yeah, I loved it. It was my favourite. Sure. And I think, as you say, it was smaller, probably inside maybe seat 50 people, maybe.
And here's a hint, it's where the captain eats, just saying.
Yeah, it is where the captain eats. You know, we were, you know, Leanne was sitting next to the captain and,
he said hello.
Yeah, he said hello. Leanne, you know what Leanne's like.
Anyway, but
what I loved about that was they had every day they had steamed fish.
Yeah, beautiful fish.
And the fish was out of this world, and with the flavours and also with the verde that they had on it. And then every day they had a different roast meat.
Yeah, they did.
And they also had roast chicken every day, baked chicken.
And fresh salads, beautiful fresh salads.
And, of course, I had a dessert.
You did have one?
In fact, I had two desserts, because the desserts are so tiny.
Right, okay. All right, we need to move on from the food. Okay, so yes, we do. We need to show people what else there is on the ship besides us eating and drinking long. Well, and your stupid walking story, I can't believe that you only just told me that one. So that would be our morning, and then we would find somewhere by the pool to read, you know, maybe a bit of an afternoon nap, whatever, and then that was it, you know, and then off to dinner. But all day there are things going on the ship, you know, and on your app that you download, the Royal Caribbean app, it's so good. It has, you know, you can just sort it by activities, you can sort it by entertainment, or you can see all of it, and basically it sets it out time, you know, like, so at 10 o'clock, there are these 5, 6, 7 things that you can do, you know, so you can just scroll and find everything that you want to do for the day. Some of the activities that are on the ship. Now, obviously we were traveling as a couple, and we're traveling with other couples. We didn't have young children or, you know, even older children with us. But there are a lot of activities for kids, which I'll talk about in a minute. So I'm just talking about the things that we saw and that we did, and some of the other things that were on board. So we started our first night, because Annie and I are just absolute guns at, you know, name that tune sort of stuff.
Oh, and I think that's stretching it.
And they had Name That Tune, which, you know, at the Schooner Bar, and they had it every day, a couple of times a day, but it was always different. So there's Name That Tune 80s, there was Name That Tune Taylor Swift, there was Name That Tune ABBA, Beatles, disco, there was this, you know, like just so much. And we actually didn't do as well as what we hoped, but anyway, doesn't matter. We had fun doing it.
Yeah, proof was in the pudding. We went from chocolate rolls to salada.
But there were people there that were absolute experts, yeah, right?
Crazy. Well, especially remember that young Beatles American one. Guy. Yeah, the Beatles guy.
And his dad was walking around showing everyone photos of him in Liverpool. It was quite funny.
Yeah, on the crossing.
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road, yeah.
Anyway. But,
bit of a wanker.
But it was fun. And it's quick. That's the other thing. It's quick. And the guy sort of running it, it's like they had different people, you know, different staff. They're like, no point cheating. The prices aren't worth it. You know, it's just
Googling allowed or anything like that. It's just a bit of fun. And as you said, probably maximum 45 minutes for each of these sort of shows.
That was the name of the tune. They also had trivia all over the ship as well, you know. So that was often in the schooner bar, or it was in the music hall at different times of the day. And that was trivia, like the A to Z trivia. We did that, and that, you know, so the question, the answer to the question started with the next letter of the alphabet, you know, so it gave you a bit of a hint. We did really well in that one, actually. And the sport trivia, true or false trivia, you know, like there's a whole Australian history trivia. Once again, they're not that serious. And they're a bit of fun, and they only last 45 minutes or so, you know.
Yeah, and really what that does is it means that the customers, it's probably not the right word, they're actually entertaining yourselves.
Yeah, so it moves very quickly, and then you move on to the next activity is what I'm saying. So, you know, some of the trivia nights you go to and there's four rounds of 20 questions and stuff. No, it's nothing like that.
There's karaoke.
Yeah, so there is all sorts of different karaoke. There's obviously the very serious karaoke, and they have a final of that in the theatre one night as well. That was the show I couldn't think of that we didn't get to.
I know what you're talking about.
And then they had, you know, like just karaoke for all ages. And here's a hint: if you want to sing karaoke, don't sit around and wait, you know, because the guy's waiting for people to go up, and there's a lot of people think they can sing that can, and a lot that can't, but it doesn't matter. But if you don't go up, we went to this one karaoke session, and Annie was like, I won't, and then by the time she hadn't decided, one guy had sung three times, you know, two of them and two other girls had sung twice, and then the whole Von Trapp family got up and sang. Remember?
Yes, I know, because
Or the Partridge family. No, the Partridge family could sing.
I said the bloody Von Trapp family.
And the
you've got to give Annie's husband credit. The guy that actually had got up three times.
Jake was his name.
Yeah, Jake. Wayne obviously cracked the shits. So he ran up and grabbed the mic. Well, didn't grab the microphone.
There was two microphones. So he joined him singing.
And he helped him out with Sweet Caroline.
He did. I don't know how many times I heard that song on the ship, like every day.
I think it was probably the most often heard song.
The YMCA, I think you'll find.
We're pretty, and all great songs.
Yeah, pretty good. So if you want to do karaoke for a bit of fun, you know, when they say come up and put your name down, don't wait. Go and do it if you want to do it. And the family thing was wonderful the first time. The girl was so shy and she really didn't know the words, but she had a go, and the crowd was so supportive. But when she got up to it again, you could hear the whole crowd just sort of, you know, inwardly groan, as if to say, oh, not again. But once again, you know, it was over quickly, and we moved on from that. So the karaoke's everywhere, and once again, a lot of fun. Now, we went to nighttime shows, and because we had dinner early, we could go to the first show and in the theatre.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of shows that we loved. Feathers and Sequins, I think it was called.
Sequins and Feathers,
okay, sorry, I got that wrong. And the only reason
I picked you up on that, because originally you weren't calling
Feathers
it,
and Furs.
You were calling it Feathers and Furs. Because I'm looking for this fabulous show, Feathers and Furs. I thought it might have been a hunting show. But
what I'm going to say is I've got lots of photos of all the things we're talking about, like the shows. I've got some particularly good photos. So I go to the podcast player you're listening on and click on the link to episode 96 and go and check out those photos, because there's some really good ones.
Thing that I most look forward to before we got on the boat
were the shows.
Was the shows. And it's a little bit, like, it's not Las Vegas quality or whatever, but, you know, you've got
they were great.
The dancers were fabulous.
And the
fabulous.
Singers and the costumes.
Yeah. Look, it was really good.
And the stage,
good.
I reckon it's one of the best stage setups on one of the cruise ships.
They reckon it's better than some of the stage is
at West End.
In the West End.
Yeah,
but we watched that, and then there was what was the other one? My favourite.
Yeah, I'll go on then. This is Mr. I don't have any notes.
Well,
I do.
Obviously, I don't need them. there was the Rat Pack.
Yeah, I was going to say, so, but once again, the shows are only 45 minutes, and you can, you're in and out, and then they do a second seating so people have later dinner can go. So you don't ever have to worry about booking a seat. We always got a seat easily, didn't we?
Yes, sure. Yeah. But I think that and the other good thing about it is you can get a drink and have a drink in there.
Yeah, you can.
But I found it actually better to have a bit of like that 45-minute break and yes, not having
yeah,
a drink.
Yeah, that's true. Or take one with you from dinner, which one of the two that you kept getting from dinner.
Yes.
So, it was called Rat Pack Reloaded, and it was three guys that sang Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr.
And yeah. Dean Martin.
Yeah.
So, and then they did the modern
Bublé, was it?
Bublé, yeah, Michael Bublé, and they did an Elvis.
Yeah, so that was a really good night. They were very talented. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah. I loved it.
We also did The Hypnotist, Shane.
Excuse me.
You should know because
St. James.
It's just Shane St. James. He's the son of I can't remember.
Yeah, Martin St. James.
Martin St. James. And so I expected a young guy, but he wasn't that young. But anyway.
Martin St. James would have to be in his hundreds.
You need to go to Instagram at Beach Travel Wine because I'm going to put some videos there of our friend who got up and he was hilarious. You know, like it just makes you laugh the whole night. Now, whether you believe in hypnotism or not, it doesn't matter. It was hilarious and it's definitely a show worth going to.
Well, the first time I saw running hotels and entertainment, we the first time we did
Martin St. James,
our hypnotist was his dad, Martin St. James, and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be a bit of ho hum, you know. And anyway, I thought it was the funniest. In all my years running hotels,
it was
the
funny.
Hypnotist was by far the funniest, and we've had Kevin, Buddy Wilson.
Okay.
All those people, the comedians, and he was good. And, yeah.
You did enjoy the show is what we're saying.
And also Wayne, he says that he wasn't under.
Yes, he was.
And Leanne and I are sort of debating whether or not he went under or not, but there was something.
Of course he went under because I got the videos to prove it. So it's go and check it out on Beach Travel Wine.
Wayne, I'm trying to back you.
Now, I just want to say a couple of things. There was a couple of shows we really didn't enjoy, and there's no point bagging them out only to say, you know, check them out for yourself. The comedian was terrible. I'd give him 0 out of 10. In fact, I walked out on the show, and I never do that, a 45-minute show. And then there was the Sonic Odyssey, which was another sort of show with all the
Earth Harp.
Yeah, but, you know, like it had all the dancers and singers, you know. And, look, their costumes were amazing and they're talented people, but the show itself,
I think I said to you, the dancers were choreographed to make the actual main act look interesting.
Yeah, and it was. Once again, only our opinion. We didn't enjoy it. So they were the main shows that we went to. Now we're coming to my favourite thing that we did on the ship, my absolute favourite, besides the yummy food and the sitting on the balcony drinking wine. And
we can't talk about that on the podcast.
No.
Okay, maybe we can.
You're a goose. Here you are. You can't even count the laps around the ship. Anyway,
But there's other things.
You're about as funny as that comedian. I'm not even going to name him. Best fun that you can have at a group activity, was the silent discos. Oh, my gosh. I've seen videos of it, and I wanted to go because I wanted to get videos, which I have, so check them out, beachtravelwine.com on Instagram, beachtravelwine on Instagram. I wanted to go and get videos because you watch it and you just think, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. People sort of badly dancing because, you know, and there's no sound and they've just got headphones on. They look ridiculous. But we went because I wanted to check it out. Oh, my gosh. You just have no idea how much fun it is. I can't even describe it, you know, and people are just going to say, you know, how is it any different? And it is because you've got the music in your ears and you can choose from two different channels. And you look at the crowd, and if everyone's got the green on, you think, oh, that's got to be a good song. So you listen to the green song, and so you can swap over.
To the blue song.
To the blue song, that's right, if you want to. And everyone's just dancing, doing their own thing. And, you know, someone talks to you, you can't hear. All you've got is the music. So you've got to take it. And if you take your earphones off, you can hear, and I did, I filmed it, people doing the YMCA, you know, like, and everyone's singing, but there's no music. Everyone's just singing along, dancing. It's, and so we just loved that. It was so much fun. Danced and danced and danced. It was, when it was over, it was, and the technology just worked so well. And I was talking to another friend that we met on the cruise, that you've known forever, and he was a DJ, Doug. And you know, I was talking to him about, like, why is it that it's, because he's got a own nightclub in his house, he built it, and he's going to go and get earphones now, because he said, as a DJ, you're trying to connect, be intimate with the audience, you know. And he said, and this, there's no better way. There's no better way to do that. He just thought it was brilliant. So it was so much fun. So we did that in the 270, which is another sort of theater show area at the back of the ship. And, you know, like, it was brilliant. And then so we searched the app every day to see, you know, when the next one was on. So the next one we went to was in the music hall, and it was 18 plus. So basically the music, there was one of the channels was a bit rappy and a bit, you know, a bit out there. But we still danced and danced and danced and absolutely had a ball, you know. You just, And you're dancing with people you don't even know. You're not even talking to, but you know you got the same song on. It's just the best fun. I just loved it so much.
I really think that the fact that you're on holidays too, that people, well, I think, but the, you know, especially for the people that, like myself, that aren't very good dancers, it tends to give you a bit of a license to be more enthusiastic.
I've got proof
dancing
of
than
your
normally.
Of your dancing prowess. So once again, you know, maybe the listeners can make their own decision on your dancing ability. I'll pop a little video on of that as well. So we got Wayne's hypnotizing show. We've got, you know, I've even got him doing Sweet Caroline with that guy. The dancing at the silent discos. Look, there's so much to see there, and I've got photos of it all too. So don't forget, go to the player you're on now and click on the link to episode 96. We're getting close to 100. Now, and then another night, and we only found out about this, you know, like, I did see the activity. It was like, learn your favorite 70s dance moves. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to a dance lesson at, you know, 7:30 at night. But they were giving away those glow rings, which I was determined to get. So at the show, the cruise director, Tornado Tanya, said, we're giving away more of these at the 70s dance show. So we're like, oh, let's go there. And actually just turned out to be a disco. Yeah. Of all the 70s music, disco.
Oh, no, they had her and the crew.
Yeah, they were dancing, but it wasn't like stand here, do this move, stop. It was just basically they'd play YMCA and, the guys would, you know, they were the YMCA, the village people, and they were doing that, you know. And I've got some fabulous photos and videos of that too, because that was awesome. But people were dressed up, you know, they knew about it. There were people with their...
Oh, there was a guy there with a white suit on and the red...
Like John Travolta.
John Travolta in, what was the name of that... Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. And he was good. There was another guy dressed up as the... one of the village people.
Yeah. Like, it was just fabulous. It was, you and I, we stayed to the end. Like, we just danced and danced and danced again. It was, and you knew every song, and it was just so much fun. And I put photos of that on the Facebook group for the cruise, and people were like, how did we miss this? You know, like, they were so disappointed. You know, and yeah, it was, that was.
And quite, rightly so, because it was those two particular shows, as you say, the silent disco and that 70s party.
Yeah.
That just topped off. And that was after we'd been to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just constant entertainment.
It was constant entertainment. One of the other adult things that we didn't do but our friend Wayne did was the casino.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's a popular activity, and it's down on deck 3, and he actually won a few American dollars, so he was pretty.
He likes a bet.
Yeah, he does. But if you're not into all the dancing, there are a couple of places that have, like, the Schooner Bar, when there's no trivia, they have, like, piano tunes, and it might be someone doing Billy Joel or Elton John, or just someone just playing classical music. Bolero's, you know, they often had, like, a acoustic duet,
with a violin and a guitar. And
the harp and horn, like, that's the pub.
Yeah.
They often had a guy just, you know, doing singing on the guitar as well. So there were places that you could just go and just listen to music, have a drink, have a chat, you know, and you didn't have to participate.
I think you'd be fine. I think you'd find it pretty hard.
Yes.
To be able to find some sort of music you liked. And I'm talking about a big spectrum
Sure.
of music.
Yeah.
I'm pretty hard. I'm sure you would find it very hard not to find something you enjoy.
You're interested in. No. Now, a couple of other things, Lyle, that we went along to, and so they're the dance things, but they have activities all day as well. Now, when we first got there, there was napkin folding, and I'm sort of rolling my eyes thinking, really? And then I thought, why not? You know, like there's people go, you know, our neighbour, she's 83 years old. She goes on these cruises. She doesn't want to go to a disco party. You know, she wants to do the activities that's suitable for her. Okay. But there was also towel folding. Like every night you went home, like there's a new little animal on your bed, you know, it's a bit of a thing on cruise ships. And so, you know, there's people lining up, grabbing three or four towels, going into a class to learn how to, that was really popular. We got to the 270 to, and there was like a line dancing, I think, lesson on, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was.
And we participated, and I've got some photos to prove this of Lyle as well, in the salsa dancing class. That was fun.
Yeah, well, we've spent an absolute fortune on salsa dancing and lessons. Seriously.
But you know what? We learn as much in that free half hour.
But there's probably
no moves in that, other moves.
Yeah,
you know?
Probably. But actually, I was very surprised because after that you said that we should be doing more salsa dancing at home.
Yeah, and the lady said, I'm going to teach you a turn now. And I said, turn to Lyle, and I said, don't overthink it. You know, this is a half-hour fun lesson, you know.
Sure.
Don't overthink it. Just spin around as quickly as you can, you know.
Sure, but I mean, the shoes I had on, there was no chance I was spinning around.
Oh, well. But so there's lots of those sorts of activities. There's game shows. Like we went to one, Love and Marriage. There's the Battle of the Sexes. There's all those sorts of things. There's even like puzzle shows, you know, like it's obviously for the more intellectual people, you know, and they have those every day. They have meetups, you know, they have veteran meetups. They have single meetups, so if you're cruising on your own.
They have gay meetups?
Yeah, they did it at the LGBTQ meetups. You know, there was talks, there was even a Spanish lesson one day.
Was it?
Yeah. Beginner Spanish. So there's always something you can do. So that's just, and that's just for the grown-ups, right? So to bring this podcast home, I have to say, if I wouldn't let Lyle go on this competition because he would have won hands down.
Oh,
okay?
Hang on. Which one are you talking about?
The World's Sexiest Man.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the belly flop. The world's biggest belly flop.
That was a quick turnaround, Leanne. Well done. Pat on the back. So these are just some other activities that they have on the ship. And it is a lot of fun, right? And so one of them was belly flop competition. And I think they had that on the day that the ship was a bit rocky too, so that would have been an extra level of fun. And then the World's Sexiest Man competition, they do that on the pool deck. And also on the pool deck they have that, I think I mentioned it in the last podcast, but there's music up there all day long as well.
Sure.
You know, there's the Caribbean band, and I said to you when I worked on the cruise ship, you know, they had them back then, you know, it just seems to be the thing that they... It's nice to sit around the pool and hear the...
Yeah, a little bit of live music, sure.
Yeah, a little bit of live music there. And this is all happening sort of around the family area of the pool. So we've got this big outdoor pool, and then next to that's the kids' pool, so it's like a little wave pool. When we got on the ship, they were repairing it, but by the second day it's ready to go, right?
Mm.
So you can sit, the kids can play there. They've got lifesavers at each pool, you know.
Yeah.
Like every single pool, like the kids' pool, the outdoor pool, the indoor pool, the other indoor pool. You know, there's they're just, it'd be probably the easiest job on the ship. And when people are starting to get those drink packages, you know, value out of them, it could get a bit messy, I guess, for them. You know?
Yeah, I think that maybe my impression of the spas and all that sort of thing, I think there should be like a dye that's in the pool so that if people don't get out of the water to go to the toilet, maybe. And that concerned me a little bit. And I think, the lifesaver thing was probably, I felt maybe a little bit overdone. But
But you haven't got kids swimming and sitting on a pool having a cocktail, so I guess it's like, you know, responsible adulting.
Adulting. But myself. Even like on the decks and that sort of thing, the thing I also noticed is they're constantly wiping the deck down. Constantly.
They are constantly doing that, but also
drying the deck, I should say, not wiping the deck, but drying the deck
all the time.
Yeah, it's just constant.
Yeah, and there's different bars. I think we've mentioned that before as well. So, you know, you don't have to drink cocktails all the time, but you can get, you know, soft drinks and that sort of stuff. There's the free ice cream cone place, which is at the outdoor pool, so kids can go up all day long and get the free ice cream cone.
Well, there's also one, I think it's near the Rock Wall, where it's the free hot dogs all day.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there's so many places that you can eat what you want, when you want, and and the quality's fabulous.
And if you want to, you can just get away from the crowd a little bit. You know, there's lots of places, and people are always, you know, as I said, you can't save the chairs, but people are coming and going quite a lot from the pool.
Yeah, I was surprised how, like, you didn't have to, you know, the couple of times that we did sort of lay, you know, have a lay down in one of the sun deck chairs. You didn't have to wait long to get one.
No, and I was sort of thinking, oh my gosh, 4,500 people, you know, like they're all going to be around the pool, but they're not, because there's so many activities going on, you know. So, you know, and to be fair, it's probably not our favorite activity to do on the pool, was it? You know, on the ship, I mean, you know, like,
no.
Because it is quite crowded, and, you know, some people get a bit boisterous, but, you know, and the pools aren't big, you know, so you're always swimming or, you know, getting wet with other people, but.
I actually found my thing about getting into those spas and whatever, because there was so many people, I felt like you were sort of getting into other people's spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of thought, well, you know, I don't, that felt me, made me feel a bit uncomfortable. So I, you know, not that the other people were doing anything wrong or anything like that. I just felt uncomfortable getting in their space.
Yeah.
So I tended to move away from that. And because we've got a pool at home, that we use every day anyway, it's not such a big deal for us.
No, that's true. But it is very pleasant environment, though, like with there's palm trees and, you know, it's nice.
Oh, it's been, like, yeah. I can't fault.
No. And if you're quick, right up the front of the ship on deck 14, if you're above 18, they've got all the chairs basically right at the front of the ship with full floor-to-ceiling glass windows, which have got, you know, you're just watching the sea as you're sitting there, that, you know, like that, they're the ones first to go, obviously.
Sure.
And I think we did mention, but it's also, you know, handy to probably reinforce that you don't need beach towels, they're pool towels. You can get those, you just show them your pass as well.
To get a
towel or two, and you just got to make sure you return them so you don't get charged for those. So that's a
pretty, and again, it's a really easy process.
Yeah, it's a simple service, isn't it? So is there any of those activities that we did that I haven't mentioned that I think I covered everything that we did, didn't we?
I think again, to reiterate, you don't, we're talking, you know, we're really sort of playing up the fact there's so much fun and whatever. But if you're just there to read a book or listen to a podcast or whatever, there's plenty of room for that as well.
Yeah, well, I talked to a lady who was on her 8th back-to-back cruise on this ship, you know, and she didn't want to do any of the stuff. She was just happy just sitting on her balcony, you know, and having dinner at the schooner, not the schooner, the Solarium Bistro, you know. So, yeah, there's certainly that aspect of it as well.
And I think, too, one of the things that we fell into, and it wasn't by design, was the fact that we rarely had a drink before 5 o'clock, before we sat down for dinner. And I think the fact that you've got so many things to do
helps. Yeah.
It just helps you not sort of hang on, I'm bored, I'm going to have a drink.
We had a couple of mocktails, though. They were nice.
Yeah, but even so, we didn't have a drink. They're mocktails. So it just, I think that, it does accommodate the fact that if you don't want to get stuck into the booze, you don't have to.
Yes, that's true. So once again, go and check out the photos that I took, all to do with the entertainment. There's some great ones there. And the link is in the description on the player you're listening on now, or go to beachtravelwine.com episode 96, or check out Instagram for the videos of, you know, the hypnotist, the karaoke, and some of the crazy silent disco dancing that we did. I'm sure it'll be quite amusing for you. So last time we talked about our favourite place to have a wine, and so I think that we should change it up this time. I said the balcony and you said vintages. Where else do you think?
To have a drink, I'd definitely say the 70s disco.
Okay, yeah, we did. We had a nice lounge chair there. They've got some nice seating and stuff too in that area. Okay. And I would say this time, I would say probably, let me think. I'm going to say, yes, I think the show, the hypnotist show, having a drink was a lot of fun. Yeah?
Sure.
Sure. All right. Well, we'll be back next week with probably our third and final cruise podcast, where we're going to talk all about activities for families, because this ship is certainly full of, you know, that many things for kids and families to do. And also the port days, where we stopped at Noumea, which is the capital of New Caledonia. Funny that. And also Mystery Island, Vanuatu. So we're going to talk about those as well, and just some other bits and pieces that we haven't included. So please enjoy this episode, and we look forward to talking to you next week. So it's goodbye from me.
And it's safe sailing from me.
We are sailing.
We are sailing.